This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on on a daily basis doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls with the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York, they open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it! Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Monin for 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders. He had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Caden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men Center seniors. Wealth of talent. The three graduates, Braden Mon and Hayden Quinter and Felix Francis, they'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet. Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, it's game number two of our state championship doubleheader today here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Rushi against Willoughby Cornerstone Christian. Rushi Raiders 28-0, shooting for win number 1,000 as a boys basketball program against a club from Willoughby, an academy school, which is 21-8. Cornerstone Christian has won 7 in a row, 12 in the last 14. Rushi Raiders reached the state semis the last 2 years, only to be beaten by Richmond Heights, a D1 program those 2 years that disguised itself as D4. Rushi lost by 13 points and 15 points those two seasons in the state semis. Were even or tied early in the fourth in those two campaigns. Rushi went 27-2, 25-4 in those 2 years. Rushi 28-0 headed into this game today, 80-6 over the last three seasons. Mighty, mighty good. Rushi coming in with a head of steam, having beaten Botkins 58-30 in the regional championship. Benjamin York scored 18. Vince Borchers had 10. Dominic Francis 11. Jackson Grogian 8. Braylon Gradonier only 5. Then he returned to Braylon against Arlington in the state semifinals to pump home 28 points. Vince Borchers had 14. York 9. Dominic Francis 8. A lot of momentum for this Rushi team. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Let me call in Chuck as we talk about who Rushi will have to deal with here today. A young man named Quinn Kwasniak, who's averaging 38 points a game, and he's set career scoring marks here in the state of Ohio, beating John Diebler's latest record.
Yep, and two things. You were talking about the last game with Rushi. Braylon Cordonier had the best game that I've seen this year anybody have this season on any level. But talking about Wozniak, hey, if you get 38 points a game, you got to be doing something right. And John Deaver was a heck of a basketball player, so hopefully he can have a career after this like Deaver had.
We will hear Spencer Cordonier, head coach of Rushi, in just a few minutes after our upcoming break. He will chat with me about how his Raiders plan to defend Wozniak. Mercer County not so lucky in game number one, the D6 state title game. Marion Local hoped to bring it back to West Central Ohio, but lost 43-35 to a very good basketball club from Monroe County, north of Marietta. Woodsfield, Monroe Christian defeated the Flyers by 8. Marion Local didn't play well. Woodsfield had a lot to do with it. That club played exceedingly well and led virtually from start to finish. Was up by as many as 13 points with 90 seconds to go in the second quarter. And a Marion Local simply couldn't catch him. Going to be important for Rushi, I think, today to put its stamp on this game right away, Chuck, in the first 8 minutes, and let the opponent from Willoughby know who is boss and who's favored to win this game.
Well, yeah, they're going to, I mean, Rushi's going to have to play good pressure defense like they always do. They're going to get knee turnovers, and they're going to have to keep Wozniak from, if he gets 38, they're in trouble.
We will hear from Coach Cordonier in just a few minutes. Rushi Raiders 28-0, shooting for perfection here today, a 29-0 mark and a D7 state title in the Raiders' path. Willoughby Cornerstone Christian Academy, led by Quinn Kwasniak, who's averaging 38 points per game. We'll return shortly with more Jack with Chuck from here at the UD Arena. The boys D7 state championship on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Lacow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Welcome back to UD Arena. We're about 15 minutes away from the start of Rushi against Cornerstone Christian Academy. It's the boys' D7 state championship. Rushi seeking perfection. Raiders are 28-0, gunning for 29-0 in the 1,000th victory in boys program history. Spencer Cordonier, some 25 years coaching, 10th year as head coach, 6th in 2 stints coaching boys. He's been the head coach for the girls program at Rushi on 4 seasons. He is a graduate of the University of St. Francis in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Babe Kwasniak, head coach of Willoughby Cornerstone Christian, spent a number of years coaching at Villa Angela St. Joseph. During that time, he took Villa Angela to 5 state championship games, took home the title 3 times in 2013, 15, and 17. He's in year number 4 as the head coach of Cornerstone Christian. And during that stretch, all 4 years, the Cornerstones advanced to the district or beyond, district titles in 23 and, of course, this year in 2025. His son is Quinn Kwasniak, who stands 6'3", 6'4", or 6'5". I've heard 3 different heights for him. I know one thing for sure. He's averaging 37.8 points per game, Chuck. That's a lot. We'll hear from Coach Cordonier in a moment, who says he might get 20, he might get 25. We're not going to limit him. We can't gaze at Quinn Kwasniak and forget about the other players. 2 other good scorers on this Cornerstone team.
That's a good basketball team. I'm excited to see him play. You know, Kwasniak, if you average 38 a game, you could say, well, his dad's the coach. He probably gets a lot of shots. You got to make a lot of shots to average 38 points a game. So Rushi is going to have to play maybe their best basketball game of the year to win this thing.
And that's just exactly what Coach Cordonier will tell us during this upcoming interview. Earlier this week, I talked with Spencer. We chatted about the offensive explosion of Braylon Cordonier versus Arlington and how the Raiders attacked his own defense that was led by a 6'10 post player from Arlington. Plus, we highlighted the ability of the Raiders team to adjust its zone offense effectively all year long.
I'm sure Willoughby Cornerstone Christian will zone. Your zone offense has been wonderful here lately for sure, most all season long.
Yeah, well, you know, it just comes down to these kids knowing how to play the game of basketball. They understand spacing. They understand, you know, making the correct decision and just attacking the rim. You know, yeah, it was a little different going against Willow at 6'10". last weekend with the 2-3 zone. This weekend we're going to see some 2-3. We're going to see some 1-2-2. Who knows what else we'll see. But yeah, it just comes down to the kids making plays, really. You know, obviously when you got the all-time leading scorer in Ohio high school history, it poses a little bit of a problem. He's scored 3,300 points for a reason, and he's really good offensively. And you know, to piggyback with that, you know, he's really an excellent passer too. So I think the biggest thing with our guys is, you know, come Saturday, we can't get caught staring at what Quinn Kwasniak's doing. You know, we feel like we've got guys that can guard him. Obviously we're not going to hold him to 4 or 6 points with the volume of shots that he takes and you know, the different looks that he gives you. But, you know, I think collectively we play really good team defense, and collectively I think we can, you know, limit his opportunities some. You're going to see some wild shots out of him, and you know that's what we've talked to the players about. You're going to see some shots that you think are really bad shots that, you know, he doesn't know a bad shot. So you got to be ready at all times with him, and we got to cover these other guys up too. You know, the Funk kid, number one, he can shoot it. And then the Davis kid, Zero, he's 6'6" and pretty athletic. So, you know, they got some other pieces to the puzzle that we're going to have to be aware of. And I think we'll be okay.
Hey, Braylon was phenomenal against Arlington. So good. He may draw a little extra attention from the Cornerstone defense, and that may free up other members of your offense.
Yeah, that's the way we've been all year. And you I said after last Saturday's game, he's going to take what he gives him, and these kids are all that way. They take what the defense gives them, and they're so unselfish. They'll find the open man. You know, he took 13 shots last weekend or last Friday. The two games prior to that, I don't even think he got 13.
Right.
I think he took three against Bodkins and you know, a handful against Northside Christian. So you know, who, every night out, you don't know who it's going to come from, and last, you know, Friday, it fortunately came from him. And you know, when we're moving the basketball, we're very tough to beat.
What's your preference, loosely officiated game or one that's called more tightly?
You know, we haven't been in a whole lot of foul trouble all year, no matter if it was called either way. So
right.
We don't really talk about it. You know, we don't discuss these things with the guys, and they just play, and they know how to use their bodies and what they can do and what they can't do. And so, you know, I think, you know, come Saturday, these guys are going to be ready to go. I'm 100% confident they're going to play their best game of the year. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
Rushi Raiders, based by Braylon Cordonier, 15 points a game. Dominic Francis, Vince Borchers, Benjamin York, also double figures. Borchers at 13, York at 11, Dominic Wright at 11. Jackson Grogin off the bench at 5.5. Starter Zeb Schulze at a little over 3 points per game. Cornerstone Christian Kwasniak rounded up to 38 per outing. 6'4" senior listed here on the program roster. Darian Davis, 6'5" junior, power forward, 12.5 points per outing. Isaiah West, 6-foot senior wing player, 8 a game. Hudson Funk and Colson Keeper, other two starters, 5'6", 5'8", respectively. They're both softs. Two seniors, a junior, two sophomores in the starting lineup for Cornerstone Christian. We'll return more with a packed, from a packed Beauty Arena when we come back. It's filling in quite nicely. Rushi fans across the way in blue and gold. The Raiders attired in the gold unis, wearing gold from top to bottom. A blue and white trim. Home team here on the scoreboard tonight is Willoughby Cornerstone Christian Academy. We got more shortly. Back in a few. Jack with Chuck. Division 7 state title game. Rushi and Cornerstone Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters. and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, good round of applause here at the UD Arena. Rushi Raiders at their bench. Cornerstone Christian at theirs down to the far left. As I mentioned, Rushi wearing that bright gold from top to bottom. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulte and Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight, key building components for sure. Rushi's got to defend, especially Kwasniak. He's averaging 38. Don't let him get 30. He might get 20, 25. Rushi's got to stay out of foul trouble so the Raiders can guard and put the heat on Kwasniak and the Academy Club. Key building components here in this game tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip. Start of the game just around the corner. Rushi Raiders and Cornerstone Christian Academy D7 boys state title on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new,
3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, this is our 20th year here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Thanks so much to Locale Equipment, which got us off the ground in 2006 and 7. Would not be here today had it not been for Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding ScoresBroadcast.com partner. Locale Equipment still with us today. Thank you so much, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. We're looking for a second state champ here in the 24-25 school year. Fort Loramie won the state title in volleyball. We covered the Redskins right down to the last spike by Avery Brandewey, which won the state championship for Fort Loramie in D7 volleyball. Congratulations again so much to Fort Loramie and retiring head coach John Rogers. Fort Loramie won the state volleyball title. Rushi Raiders seeking a D7 boys basketball championship here today. Marion Local lost earlier by 8 points to Woodfield Monroe Central. Flyers were seeking a fourth state title in boys hoops. Last weekend, the Fort Loramie girls were nipped by 2 points, 48-46, in the girls' D7 state title game, losing out to Waterford. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, offers many services to vets and their eligible family members. As such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, on-site food pantry, transportation to VA medical appointments, and more. Shelby County Veterans Services here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans, veterans plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. And thanks to Production Support, Inc., a new sponsor here on Scores Broadcast. Production Support in Rushi. It produces over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products. We offer assembly and warehousing too. Production Support, looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer to acquire. Check the website, Production Support, Inc., ProductionSupportInc.com. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. Here we go, Darian Davis, Hudson Funk, Isaiah West, Quinn Kwasniak at 38 a game, and Colson Keeper, starting five for Cornerstone. For the Rushi Raiders, Dominic Francis in the middle, along with Zeb Schultze, Vince Porters, Benjamin York, and Braylon Cordonier. Opening tip to start the game, won by Rushi. It's Porters driving hard into the lane, penetrates, dishes off, intercepted. Taken away by Funk of Cornerstone, which coughs it up at midcourt, and the Raiders get it back. It's Porters to Schultze. Schultze dug it off the floor, fed it up to Francis. Francis, deep left corner, Cordonier for three. Good! Braylon Cordonier picking right up where he left off last week in the state semifinal.
When he's on a streak, kid can shoot it.
Cornerstone with the ball, top of the circle. It's Kwasniak, number 11.
Pass.
He dumps it down inside. Beautiful pass. And he hits Darian Davis, 6'5 junior, who lays it in. Kwasniak to Davis. 3-2. Rushi in front. We played 48 seconds. Cordonier midcourt. Left corner, Benjamin York. York on the hop. Whips it into the post to Dominic Francis. Spin, shoots, banks. In, out, no good. Rebound batted. Kwasniak got it for Cornerstone. Down the floor, feeds Funk in the corner. Back to Kwasniak. Borgers on him. Kwasniak got away with a walk into the lane. He traveled two steps, no whistle. Fed it on the arc to a teammate. As Rushi covered him up below the basket, Kwasniak couldn't shoot. Gave the ball away. Here's Davis, top of the circle. Kwasniak roams below the hoop. Comes that other side. Missed an 8-foot floater. Rushi garnered the board. It's Porchers hustling down to Cordonier, left corner. Out of the arc to Vince Porchers, who sets the attack. 3-2 Rushi, 6:18 to go in the first. Right wing York. Mid-post Cordonier. Works. Reverse layup. Yes! Braylon Cordonier. 5 quick points from him. 28 last week in the state semi. 2 minutes played, opening quarter, top of the circle with the ball. It is Colson Keeper. Keeper to Darian Davis. Davis, 6'5 junior, big young man. Cordonier on him. Davis barges into the right corner. Here comes the double team. Stolen! York tips it to Cordonier. Cordonier roams down the floor. It's Dominic Lowe on the right. Ball flies out of his hand because he was chopped on the arm. It's a foul against Academy. Couple of shots here for Dominic. Rushi leads it 5-2 with 5:42 to go in the first. So far, pretty good job on Kwasniak of Cornerstone, done by Rushi's defense. Free throws so important, especially in state final four games. Dominic shot off to the left, no good. Marion Local found out the hard way in game one. Shot well below 50% from the free throw line. Lost the game by 8, 53-45. Second free throw, Dominic Francis. That one looks better. Perfect. He hits it. It is 6-2, Rushi, 5:35 to go, first quarter. Kwasniak down the floor, picked up by York and Borchers. Thrown to Davis. Here's a back cut for Kwasniak. Oh, it's a wild pass, and it goes out of bounds. Thrown away by Colson Keeper. Rushi will bring it down the floor against pressure. Two little mighty Mike guards for Cornerstone. Stand at 5'8 and 5'7. Here's York, four court left on top of Cordonia. Here's Jackson Grojean in for Zeb Schulze now. Jackson Grojean, 5'9 senior. Here's the ball thrown into the post to Cordonia, and he hits the turnaround J. Benjamin York for three. By mistake, I saw Benjamin diving into the lane after he released it. Cordonia went to the glass as my head dropped. Big three-pointer York. Ball fumbled top of the circle by Academy. Bust out by Dominic. Yes! A dunk! A flush by Dominic after the three by York. 4:49 left in the first. 11-2, Rushi. Four court right. It's Hudson Funk with the ball to Kwasniak. Kwasniak hits a teammate in the lane. Leaning toward the rim is Isaiah West. Missed it off the flange. Rebound Rushi. Backcourt Dominic Francis. DeBorchers storms up the floor. There goes Vince down the lane. He is undercut by a defensive player, but it's ruled charging. Good sign for Rushi as Benjamin York lofted in a three. Possession before this one. Good start to the game for Braylon Cordonier. He's got two buckets. 11-2 start for Rushi. 4:31 to go here in the opening quarter. We are situated far end of the court, looking right at the Rushi bench directly across from us. And Academy will bring it down against some pressure. Kwasniak being double-teamed in backcourt. I guess the strategy is, Chuck, you don't let him get the ball.
Well, you can't score if you don't have the ball.
Yep, when he does get it, maybe you can double him, force him to give it up every now and then. Then don't let him get it back. Kwasniak to midcourt, hits a player at the foul line. It's Davis. Davis blazes a trail to the basket and lays it in right in front.
What a great look by Kwasniak.
Fine assist by him. Here's Cordonia. Long 30-footer. It is no good. Hit the rim. Good rebound, Borchers. Reverse layup. Yes! Vince Borchers, offensive board. He is so adept at offensive rebounding. 13-5. Rushi, or I should say 13-4. Here's Kwasniak inside the arc, high left, and he jumps into a two-pointer. He's pushed to the ground by Borchers. Couple free throws for Kwasniak. I don't think it was a three. Maybe it was. I thought his legs were straddling the arc. We'll see when we come back. 3:56 left in the first quarter. TV timeout. Rushi 13, Academy 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Yeah, both teams play primarily a half dozen players or so. These elongated timeouts for television, Chuck. The 15-minute break at halftime. All of this helps two teams that play six. They love to racehorse up and down the floor. But these lengthy timeouts are good for both teams, which can conserve some energy.
Absolutely, and it also allows the coaches to talk for about 30 seconds before they go talk to the kids, too, so they can make an adjustment.
Yep, Kwasniak just missed a free throw.
It's two.
And it was two, as I thought, before the break. He was fouled inside the arc. He just circled the rim on his initial foul shot. It rolled around and came off. And his second one is too hard. In and out, no good. Rebound, Dominic Francis. How about that, Kwasniak? 0 for 2 at the stripe. Hasn't scored yet in over 4 minutes. 13-4, Rushi in the lead. Good beginning for the Raiders, who've honed in behind the arc. 2 for 3 on long balls. Rogin's got the ball in the right corner. On the arc to Schulte. Shot fake. Goes foul line. Dumps it down to Cordonier. Deep left corner of the floor. On top to Benjamin York. Back to Grogin from 30. It is off the iron. No good. Strapped for the rebound. And Davis has got it for Cornerstone. Darian Davis at 6'5", pulled it down. Up the floor to Kwasniak. York takes his turn guarding Kwasniak, who enters the lane. Reverse layup around York, around Francis. Got it for two.
That was pretty.
3:09 to go, first quarter, 13-6 in favor of Rushi. Pressure at midcourt. Well done by Academy, which causes a tie-up, and it's Cornerstone ball. Raiders had an outlet in back court. They got knotted up at the timeline. Ball got pried loose by Academy with surprise pressure, 13-6. Rushi leads, 3:04 to go, first quarter. Inbounding the ball is West. West gives it up to Aiden Pettis, who's in now, 5'6 senior guard. Here's Kwasniak. Oh, good ball. Reversal. Layup. Good, Isaiah West. You talk about nifty passing. That was efficient. 13-8. Nice run by Academy within five. 2:45 to go, first quarter. Rogine midcourt. High left to Cordonier. Cordonier hangs on. Gives it up to Schulte. Lob pass to Dominic. He's open underneath. Banks it up and scores. Beautiful lob pass. Rogine and Schulte on the arc, finding Dominic Francis for two. 15-8. I thought Dominic might be able to excel in this contest. Here's Kwasniak walking in the lane. Lost the basketball. It's loose. Saved inbounds by Grogine. Backcourt to Cordonier. Up the floor, Grogine. Grogine spots on the arc, doesn't shoot. Behind him to Braylon. 2 minutes left in the first. 15-8, Rushi. Benjamin York between the rings. Right side to Schulte for three. Swish! Zeb Schulte. Zeb, a dynamite player. He cleans up the garbage around the rim. Fine assist maker. Bonus points from him so far here today on that big three behind the arc. Timeout called Rushi 3 of 4 on threes. 18-8 Raiders. 1:57 to go in the first. On scores, broadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Rushi is up by 10. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Here is Academy's Kwasniak in backcourt against Benjamin York. Vince Porchers gets a breather here into the first period on a weave. It's Funk. Funk dribbling 25 feet away. Funk still bouncing, goes to Kwasniak. There he goes, striding on the left side of the lane. Tripped up momentarily. Let's see what's been called. Foul on Rushi. I tell you what, Chuck, I'm a scrutinizing referee at side court. And I tell you what, Kwasniak walks a bunch. He walks a bunch. Yep. And he gets away with it because he's 38 points per game.
He's 38 points a game because he gets away with it.
Free throw by Kwasniak up and in. He gets away with traveling with the basketball because he's such a high-profile 38-point scorer. Free throw good by him, and that's his first point. Is that right, Chuck?
Yes, three.
Has a basket and a free throw. 18-9, Rushi, 1:40 left in the first, as Kwasniak connects twice after missing his first two free throws a moment ago. It is 18-10 in favor of Rushi with a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Deep left corner, York, spin move in the lane. Oh, the ball flew out of his hands. It is on the right side of the floor, rolling into the Academy bench. It'll be Rushi possession. Head coach Spencer Verdonier says settle down. He instructs play number one. York, about 10 feet from midcourt, will inbound. Deep right corner, Cordonier back to York on top, Schulte. Left wing, Rogine for three. Around and out, no good. Rebound volleyballed into the hands of Francis, 10-footer in the paint. Good! Dominic Francis connects. 20-10. Rushi in the lead, 1:10 to go here in the first. Kwasniak throws high post to Davis. Here comes the double team. Oh, my goodness, that was a ticky-tacky foul. Looked like very good collaborative defense by Rushi. Side of the floor, Cornerstone will throw in. Four fouls on Rushi, four on Academy. 1:04 to go here in the first period. 20-10 Raiders, who shot the ball extremely well here in the first. From long range, it's tough getting your sight lines with the deep background behind the goals here at the UD Arena.
Wow.
Here's a drive by Kwasniak from the left corner, and he hits a runner off the backboard. Nicely done by Quinn Kwasniak. He's got two field goals, 6 points, 47 seconds to go in the first, 20-12 in favor of Rushi. Bogdanov at the timeline. Uh-oh, good defense on the play by Cornerstone. And then Braylon, who's decked, throws it toward the scorer's table, out of bounds to Academy. Some good trapping defense by Rushi's opponent. Work to Academy's advantage. Half minute to go, first quarter, 20-12, Rushi. Here's Davis on the arc, dribble drive into the paint. Squares up right in front, off to the left in a 10-footer. Rebound left corner of the floor. It is punched out of bounds by Rushi. Rolls into the Raiders bench. 8-point lead, Rushi. 20-12, Raiders have been up by as much as 11-2, 13-4, and 18-8. Here's Kwasniak on the arc. 20 seconds left in the first. Benjamin York guards him. Benjamin at 6'5", Kwasniak 6'4". Kwasniak on the bounce, fakes left, fakes right, jab step, dribbles some more. Here he goes, 7 seconds remaining. Kwasniak spin move, top of the circle, down the lane. Here's a one-handed shovel shot. It's good. He beats the buzzer. Oh, he's a demon. He's outstanding. Bruce, you got no help on that play on the drive by Kwasniak. Got to make him give it up if you can. First quarter closes. Fine surge by Academy. 20-14 Rushi after one. On scores, broadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
The Plaza in Botkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
At the Rushi Raiders, Vince Borchers has two fouls. That's a factor. That's one thing we talked about in the pregame. The Raiders needed to avoid foul trouble. Borchers on the floor with two personals. He's the engine, the catalyst, the cog. He starts the second quarter with a pass from midcourt, spot on to Dominic Francis on the block, low in the left, and he stuffs it. A dunk by Dominic. What an assist by Borchers. Need him on the floor. Here's Kwasniak. Baseline right to Davis. He powers against Dominic Francis, who blocks it. Ball loose top of the circle. Kwasniak picks it up and shoots the three. It rimmed no good. Davis goes over the back. Big time foul. No call. Long rebound Academy. Kwasniak into the lane. Spins. Banks it up and in. 22-16. Rushiba 6. Boy, the officials missed a big time over the back foul against Academy. That trip down the floor.
And it gave them 3 points. Yep, 2 points.
Sure did. It conserved possession. Gave them an offensive rebound they shouldn't have gotten. 1 minute gone. Second quarter. Rushiba 6, Borchers, deep right corner, Grojean, on top to Vince. Vince hangs on. Defensively, what are they in? Academy, Chuck.
Oh, they're playing a 1-3-1.
Oh, here's Braylon Cordonier. Look at him go. He slashes to the elbow on the left and scores from 12, and he's pumped on the play as he makes the shot. Good penetration by Cordonier, who slid between two defenders. and hit the shot while motoring toward the basket. It wasn't a short one, just maybe a stride inside the foul line, and he suffered some contact on the shot, survived it, knocked it home. A free throw coming, 24-16 Rushi. Free throw Cordonia up and in, 25-16 Raiders. 6:50 left to go here in the second quarter. Wozniak to midcourt. Double team comes. Cordonia and York. Ball thrown top of the circle to West. Near side to Davis. He simply lost the ball out of bounds. Yep. Good defense by Dominic Francis on Davis, who coughed it up and rolled it over the end line. The two small guards in backcourt, Keeper and Funk, defend as Rushi brings it down. York, deep right corner, Grojean. Just a 1-2-2, a 2-3. What is it, Chuck?
Well, they're playing like a 1-3-1, dropping back. The corners are going to be what's open, and the diagonal pass.
York, outside the arc, high left, reach around. Hooking foul called against Isaiah West of Cornerstone. Rushi by 9, 6:19 to go, second quarter. It shapes up as a pretty high-scoring game. Could very well be in the 60s or even more before we finish. Borchers inbounding left of the basket. Lob to Dominic in the lane. Through his fingertips. He can't hang on. Cornerstone's got the loose ball. Here comes Kwasniak, top of the circle. Feeds right wing to West. He bullies his way into the lane. And good defense by Borchers and Francis. West muffed the basketball. It rolled off his fingertips out of bounds to Rushi. Raiders still up 9, 6:08 to go here in the second period. Borchers backcourt up the right side to York. Vince has got two fouls. Keep an eye on that. York, midcourt, 35 feet away. Ball high overhead. Whips it into the middle for Francis. Broken up and stolen by Kwasniak. He heads into the forecourt, veers to the left. Fell down, then rolled the ball to a teammate on the arc, Funk. Kwasniak comes to get it. And then the ball is pried loose from him by York. It goes out of bounds. I don't think Kwasniak's attempted a three yet, Chuck. Don't believe he has.
He shot one, missed it.
Inbounding right in front of us is Hayden Funk to Kwasniak. Back to Funk. Funk straight away. Here's Kwasniak, man on his back. To Funk, high left, long three-pointer. Swish. Spencer Cordonier, head coach for Rushi, noted in the pregame, Funk, a 5'6 sophomore, he can spray him in from everywhere on the court. That was a three ball, and it's a six-point game, 25-19, Rushi. 5:15 to go, second. Borchers, Grojean, left corner for Cordonier, shot fake, starts a drive. Back to Grojean for three, it's on line. Hits it! Jackson Grojean, yeah. Big bucket. 28-19, Rushi.
He's been in kind of a three-point slump. That's really good to see.
Here's Kwasniak, dribble drive, coming in from the right angle, part of the floor. Soft shot off the backboard. He nestles one through. What a play by Kwasniak. 28-21 in favor of Rushi, which has had four different players make threes already in this game. Cordonier, another triple. Bangs off the rim. Weak side rebound to Funk. Backcourt to Kwasniak. Rushi by 7. Kwasniak against Grojean. Pass to West. Back to Kwasniak. 30 feet away. He's in front of the Rushi bench. Falls down. That's a good call by the referee.
Finally,
a travel on Kwasniak, who's walked three or four times previously. Each one of those was uncalled. That one was. The ball was rolling away to a Rushi player anyway. Here come the Raiders down the floor in a hurry. Cordonier sees an opening. Drives, lobs it for Francis. Tipped on the play and stolen by Cornerstone. Here's Kwasniak from 40. Good! Kwasniak took two steps over the timeline and swished a 40-footer. 28-24, Rushi's lead trimmed to 4. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Here's Borchers on the arc for Rushi. Dribbles top of the circle, feeds right corner, York for a three try. Bingo! Benjamin York from downtown. 31-24 Raiders. 3:48 to go, first half. Here's Davis, here's Kwasniak. Veers in the left corner, looks for help. Dumps it to Davis in the mid-post. Knocked away by Francis from behind. Outlet to Cordonier. He's got York leaking. He missed the two-footer. Got it back and lost the ball. Tough break, Rushi. They had a gimme. Kwasniak again from 40. Good! Wozniak pushing 40 feet, hit two in a row. 31-27, Rushi. Midcourt Borchers, 3:15 left, second quarter. Far right wing Grojean hits Cordonier at the high post. On the arc to Grojean. Players tied up below the basket. Dominic wants it in the lane. York shoots a three. Strong. Weak side rebound Davis. Here comes Cornerstone. Wozniak to midcourt. On the dribble against York. Outside the arc to West. Wozniak again. Shoots it from out of bounds almost. It goes in! It goes in! I don't believe it. 31-30. Rushi Bewan. Dominic Francis in the lane. Survives contact. Missed it. Got it back and it rolled off. Rebound. Loose ball right corner. Cornerstone with it. And then it's tipped out of bounds to Rushi. Raiders have missed a couple close in here in the last minute and a half or so. And Cornerstone's within one. 31-30, 2:35 left in the second. TV timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
At the Rushi Raiders have had leads of 9 and 10 in this game. It's now 1-31-30. Slow start for Quinn Kwasniak. And he has been on fire from very long range here in the last 3 minutes. He's made three shots that probably, if you stuck them all together, they'd be 110 to 120 feet.
He's pretty impressive. That one he made right in front of us, he got fouled. He got knocked to the ground, and he still made the three.
2.5 to go in the second quarter after the Rushi turnover. It is Cornerstone with the ball, a chance to take the lead. Davis got away with a walk down inside. Stutter step, pivoted, and scored. Baseline low right. 32-31. Cornerstone gets its first lead. Benjamin York up the floor. Hits Borchers in the lane. Twisting, turning, shot no good. Rebound Dominic Francis, yes. 33-32 in favor of Rushi. Here is Wozniak on the arc against York. sets and shoots a long one. A high archer barely caught rim, and it's saved inbounds on the play by Cornerstone, but picked off by Francis. Backcourt to Schulte. He's wrapped up and fouled with a minute 51 to go here in the second quarter. Team foul three on Academy. Rushi up 133-32. Academy led at 32-31 with two to play in the second. And now Rushi has a chance to go up by three or four. Borcher's top of the circle. He's playing with two fouls. That is Schulze. Left corner for Donner. Back to Zeb. Far right wing to Borcher's. Straight away York. Ball high overhead against the zone. Outside the arc to Schulze. Into the teeth of the zone to Borchers. Shot fake, spins, 8-footer, hit the flange. Dominic Francis, big time on the boards. Tips it, no good. Tipped again by Rushi, no good. Dominic once more, right in front. No, Schulze might have gotten it. Who was it, Chuck?
Francis.
It was Dominic. I was right the first time. Wozniak comes back. Driving floater is good.
I don't know if I have enough room in the book for him.
35-34. Rushi in the lead, but one. Dominic Francis, a tyrant in the lane. Oh, here's a great pass. Schulze hits Cordonier. Cordonier buries his way into the paint area, scores, but wipe it off the board. I think he's ruled to have committed an offensive foul, and it negates the field goal. Tough break for Rushi. Splendid pass. Great finish at the rim by Cordonier. And it's 58 ticks on the clock. Second quarter, 35-34. Rushi, what's the foul situation, Chuck, on the Raiders?
Well, that was the third one on Vince Borchers. That's not good.
Oh, they called that on Vince? I thought it was Cordonier.
That was on the chart.
That is a real tough break. Here's Kwasniak leaning below the foul line. Get some space. In and out. 10-foot shot wouldn't go in. Raiders have got the ball. York down the floor on the arc to Grosjean. He steps into a three, and he gives it! Four different players have made threes for Rushi, which leads 38-34, 29 seconds to go first half. Kwasniak, deep right corner to Funk. Funk might have been out of bounds. Gave it to Davis. Davis back to Funk. Funk at midcourt to Kwasniak, 17 to go first half. York trails him. Kwasniak shoots at the elbow on the right. Blocked by Francis. Loose ball picked up by West to Davis. Baseline right, overshoots. Ball corralled by Cornerstone. 5 seconds left. Wild pass below the lane by Kwasniak. Punched out of bounds by Rushi with 4.2 remaining. Well, what we feared all week and talked about in the pregame, foul trouble. The one man you hoped would not have foul problems for Rushi was Vince Borchers. He's on the sideline with three. 4.2 to go first half. 4-point lead Raiders. Rushi takes a half-minute timeout to get this defensive strategy resolved. 4.2 to go. Second quarter. Rushi up four. Cornerstone ball below the basket. On scorersbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Psalm-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Fox Supply, located in Minster. We're a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. 4 ticks of the clock, late second quarter. Ball inbounded to Davis. On the arc to Kwasniak for Cornerstone. A fallback three is short. No good. He took a flop. One of the foul. Good no call by the officials. First half ends. Rushi went down by one late in that second quarter with 2 minutes to go at 32-31. But Rushi is in command by four. 38-34 at the break. Vince Borchers, 3 personal fouls after 2 quarters. Again, Fox Supply in Minster. We work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic and athletic programs. which have been highlighted by Scores Broadcast for 20 years now. And through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, here in Minster for nearly 50 years, one of many organizations that helps make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And so many thanks to Rushi Inn. Yep, coffee at 6 at the Rushi Inn. Breakfast at 6:30 till 10:30 each weekday. Breakfast to 1 on Saturdays, 8 to 1 on Sundays. The Rushi Inn, the inn thing for early breakfast away from home all day, each day, Monday to Friday. Sample our delicious specials. Monday, pizza and subs. Tuesday, tacos. Wednesday, wings. Thursday, tenderloin. The popular inn thing for food out, the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. Order online at the Rushi Inn Facebook page. Go to the Order Toast tab. That's Order Toast tab on the Rushi Inn Facebook page. That's how you can order online. Don't forget, DoorDash coming soon. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. Rushi 38, Cornerstone Academy 34 at halftime. State Championship Boys D7. Marion Local was beaten in the D6 State Championship earlier, 43-35 by Woodsfield from north of Marietta. Dumped the Flyers by 6 points. Marion Local was even early on in the first quarter, but after that, never had the lead, trailed from then on. And Woodsfield, Monroe Central beat Marion Local 43-35 earlier here today on Scores Broadcast in the D6 Boys State Final. Rushi up 4 at the break in the D7 championship game. We return with more in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Rushi 38, Cornerstone Christian Academy 34. Among you Rushi listeners, stay calm and cool. I was mistaken. There was a foul that we thought was assessed to Vince. It was assessed to Braylon Cordonier. Both Cordonier and Borchers have two fouls each, two on each player. We believed we were correct in saying Borchers had three. He was removed from the game twice there in the second quarter. But according to the official halftime stats, we want you to know Cordonier's got two fouls. Borchers has got two fouls. Rushi leads by four at the half, which is brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, taking a look at the team stats, Rushi was 15 of 29 from the floor at 51%, hit 6 of 11 behind the arc, 54%, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Cornerstone Christian Academy, 14 of 24 from the floor, 58%, 4 of 7 behind the arc, 57%. They were 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Rebounding advantage, 14 to 11. The Raiders, 8 to 5 on the offensive boards. Turnovers, Rushi turned it 8 times. Cornerstone Christian turned it 9 times. Individual scoring for Rushi, they were led by Francis with 13. He had a terrific first half. Then it drops down to 8 for Cordonier, 6 for Grogene on 2 threes, 6 for York on 2 threes, 3 points for Schultze, 2 points for Borchers. They scored 20 and 18, 38 for the first half. On the other side of the ledger, Kwasniak had 25. Then they got 4 from West, 4 from Davis, 3 from Funk. They scored 14 and 20, and they trail at 38 to 34 at the half.
Now Rushi up by 4, having scored 38, 34 for the Academy, 25 big points by Kwasniak, who had one field goal, Chuck, the first, what, 4 or 5 minutes of the game?
Yeah, he didn't score early, but boy, I'll tell you what, he put on a show there in that second quarter.
And again, I stand corrected. Borchers does not have three fouls.
That was my fault. As soon as I did not see who got the charge, but as soon as the call was made, they took him out of the game. Obviously, they didn't want him to get his third foul.
I called the charge on Cordonier in the play-by-play, and I was right. But Borchers, we thought, was assessed the foul, and he went to the bench.
Right.
So Cordonier's got two. Borchers has two. So you Rushi fans, stay calm and cool. Nobody has three.
Don't be too calm and cool because your team's in a basketball game.
Oh, anytime there's a state championship on the line, you're going to be fired up, no doubt about it. But don't get too overheated because Borchers only has two fouls. My mistake. Halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie, 38-34 Rushi, here at the break on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers,
steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Well, in terms of scoring, shot making, playmaking, this is the Division I state championship. What a game. D1 on paper to follow this one. But this contest has 72 points scored in a half, 38-34. Roosh in the lead before the earlier D5 state championship game here today. Finished up at 43-39, 72 points, 82 points scored in that game. This game just 10 points away from that one.
It's been exciting up and down. Both teams scoring, both teams playing good offense. Defense could probably pick up a little bit, but I don't know how you guard Wozniak. He's making shots just over midcourt.
Well, Cornerstone's got the ball to start the third quarter, trailing before three of Kwasniak's makes there in the third quarter. We're all pushing 37, 38 feet. Here is Davis at the high post. He turns, squares, drops it down inside, picked off by York. Down to Borchers. Borchers into the lane. Feeds it left wing on top to York for three. It bounces off the flange. Great rebound on the offense, but Borchers below the rim. And he scores! What a play by Vince Borchers. Again, Borchers with two fouls. Braylon Cordonier with two fouls. And Rushi's got a six-point lead, 40-34. Cornerstone with the ball down to her left. It's Funk. High post to Davis. He motors down the lane, twisted, turned, didn't shoot. Got the ball to Kwasniak on the arc, right corner Funk. Back to Kwasniak, foul line. Baseline to Funk, blocked from behind by York. Taken away by Cordonier. And there's a belated jump ball ruled. It is Rushi possession on the arrow. 40-34 Rushi. Good start for the Raiders. Opening moment, third quarter of play. Pressure in backcourt. Three defenders. Negative side of the timeline for Academy. Up the floor to Schultze.
to York, to Borchers. York, Grojean, Schulze, Cordonier have all made threes in this game. High left, Schulze. Feeds Dominic. Baseline left. Goes opposite to Borchers. Borchers in the paint. He's bottled up. Needs to get it out of there. Goes opposite to Schulze in the corner. Straight away to Cordonier. Left wing, York. York starts to drive. Pulls up from 15. Overshoots. Air ball. Weak side rebound. Isaiah West foul called against Rushi in backcourt. Or the ball was knocked out by the Raiders. And it will be brought down the floor by Cornerstone, which is down to 6, 40 to 34. Opening 90 seconds, third period of play. Academy's not scored yet. Borchers with two fouls. Guards Kwasniak at the timeline. Now York jumps in. Ball given up to Davis. Davis storms down the right side of the lane. Hop step and a jump in the paint. Shot short. Great defense, Dominic Francis. Rebound, Dominic. Foul called against Davis of Academy. Dominic Francis influencing this game in a Dominic, or I should say dominant, no pun intended.
Pun intended, and he is dominating.
He absolutely is dominating for sure. I thought coming into this week, given the opponent, that he might be able to strut his stuff on the inside, and he's getting it done. Schulze, right corner, Cordonier. 6-point lead, Rushi. We played 2 minutes, third quarter. High right, Schulze, right corner, Cordonier. Shot fake. Ball rotated left side to Borchers. Straight away, York, now Cordonier. Borchers on top, picked up by Kwasniak in the zone. Left wing, Cordonier. Down low to Dominic. Oh, reverse layup. It's good. Oh, what a play. Dominic Francis beat Davis to the rim. And he used the rim as a protector. Well done, Dominic Francis. Fine game by Dominic. The lead is 8 for Rushi, 42-34. Here's Davis 20 feet away. Outside the arc, the ball hits a white jersey. The pass was intended near sideline, and it went off the back of Carter Sims, 6-foot senior and off the bench, and then was tagged ever so slightly by a Rushi player, and it went out of bounds. Cornerstone will throw in down to our left. Cornerstone has been blanked here the first 2.5 minutes, second half of this game. Borchers on Kwasniak at midcourt. Kwasniak is picked up now by York. Ball thrown to Davis, low on the right. He's hemmed in. He stutter steps. The ball is shaken loose. It's out of bounds off Davis. I tell you what, Chuck, Rushi is doing a great job barricading Davis once he gets the ball down below the foul line in the paint. They're sandwiching him with two, even three players.
Yeah, I mean, they've held him to four. And they've given up 25 to Kwasniak, but they've done a good job with him inside for sure.
Davis averaging 13. Oh, look at that. Braylon Cordonier took the pass top of the circle, and he steamrolled right down the lane, made a teardrop in front. What a play by Braylon. Six straight points, Rushi, to start the third quarter. The lead is 10. And here is a timeout by Babe Kwasniak, head coach of Cornerstone. 4:56 to go in the third. Raiders up 44-34 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Again, the Rushi Raiders have two young men with two fouls each. Borchers two, Cordonier two. Neither one's got three. 2,000 Borchers, 2,000 Cordonier. 4 minutes, 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Cornerstone inbounds. Kwasniak to Davis, foul line. Back to Kwasniak for three on the right wing. He hits it. Nice assist by Davis, who took the ball in the post. Fed it right back to Kwasniak, who's got such a soft shot. It nestles down through the strings. Here's Borchers on the giddy-up. Foul line for Rushi. Right wing, Schulze. The lead for the Raiders, 7, 44-37. York handoff to Borchers. Borchers motions. Near side to Schultze. Right corner for Donyer. Back to Zeb. Left wing Borchers. Borchers at the elbow. Doesn't shoot. It's Cordonier near side for three. Swish! Cordonier buries it. And Rushi gets a timeout. 47-37 Raiders. 4:09 left in the third. OneScore is broadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Rushi Raiders, 28-0, looking for perfection and win number 1,000 in boys program history. Also seeking state championship number one. State runners up in 2002. Last 2 years got to the state semis. Davis will inbound down to her right to Kwasniak. Only 3 points in 4 minutes for Academy here in the third quarter of this game. Rushi in the lead by 10, 47-37 after the made three by Cordonier. Very strong 3-point shooting by the Raiders to match Kwasniak of Cornerstone. Here's Funk, top of the circle. Right wing Davis on top. Kwasniak sets and shoots. It's good. Woo, that was beautiful.
That was good defense. York was right in, they didn't any space.
A majestic looking 3-pointer by Kwasniak. 47-40 Rushi. 3:30 to go in the third quarter. York right corner on top to Borchers. Near side Cordonier. Important stretch in this game. Borchers hangs on, goes to York left flank. Baseline left Dominic. Opposite to Borchers, he starts to drive against Funk. And Borchers is called for an offensive foul right in front of us. Number three on Vince. I mistakenly said he had three a quarter ago when he only had two. Now he does have three. And what do we have? A television timeout with 3:20 left in the third quarter. And Rushi nursing a 7-point lead, 47-40. On scores, broadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
A Well, thank you so much, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. It has gone local. We found out from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we've got Mahaffey Pies, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Winner's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hot Daily Lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, Fresh Order Subs, Salads Wraps, Piping Hot Coffee, a station for that. A varied selection of soft drinks more than ever before. Stop by today, see all the new items and your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. 7-point lead, Rushi. Kwasniak, forecourt right, 3 minutes to go, third quarter. He enters the lane. Oh, a nice pass, a pocket pass below the rim to Davis. Reverse layup, short, no good. Davis rebounds on the back of Cordonier. It's a foul.
Oh, what a great pass and what a terrible shot to finish it.
3 minutes and a second to go in the third quarter. 47-40 in favor of Rushi. Significant stretch here in this game. How will the Raiders finish up the third quarter of play? Cordonier zips up into the forecourt, stops high on the left, goes near side to Grojean. Grojean picked up by Funk, 45 feet out of the floor. Raiders spread it a little bit. Vince Porcher's off the floor for the time being with three fouls. High left, it's Grojean. Straight away, York. York on the bounce, one dribble, picks it up, goes to Grojean behind him. Raiders killing some time with Borchers on the sideline at the moment. 2.5 to go. Cordonier gets a pass from York and shoots the three ball and makes it. Braylon Cordonier on fire. 50-40 in favor of Rushi. Offensive foul. York draws it at midcourt. Well done by Benjamin. Oh, that's a big sequence right there. Raiders a chance now to go up 12-13. How many for Cordonier, Chuck?
16.
And he's got, what, three threes? Maybe more than that?
Three threes.
Here is Grojean in backcourt for Rushi. 2:16 to go, third quarter. Up the left side of Cordonier. High post, Schulte. Near wing, York. On the arc, Grojean. Borchers on the bench with three fouls. Look at Cordonier go to work down the lane. Drives against Davis. Plays it up, no good. Rebound, cornerstone, Christian. It's Kwasniak. Long pass down to Davis. Got it for two. 50-42, Rushi. Scattered floor. Raiders got behind. Layup at the other end by Cornerstone. 1:48 to go, third quarter. Rushi up 8. Schulte, left flank, hangs on. Sagging zone by Cornerstone. Rushi holds it momentarily. York high left. Throws it near side to Cordonier. Shot fake. Back to Grojean, center circle. Grojean hangs on. Gives it up to York. York dumps it left corner to Schulte. Hits Cordonier down the lane. Left-handed layup is good. What a pass.
Great pass by Schulte.
Seb Schulte dealing. Here's Kwasniak on the arc. Dribble drive at the elbow. Dumps a pass down inside to a teammate. Reverse layup. Blocked on the play. Colson keeper tried to score it. It was slammed out of bounds by Rushi. 1:13 left in the third. 10-point lead Raiders. 52-42. That matches Rushi's biggest advantage. Ball being inbounded below the rim by Kwasniak. On the arc to Sims. Right corner west. Now to Kwasniak from 40. Top of the circle. Still dribbling. Twists and turns. That's the worst shot of the game for Kwasniak. A 15-footer. And it was 3 feet to the left. He was off balance, double teamed, and threw up an air ball. Rushi says, we'll take it. Raiders up 10, 1:04 to go, third quarter. Rushi a chance here to put some hurting on the opponent. Final 60 seconds of the third. Borcher still on the sideline with two fouls. Up the floor to Grojean, near side to York. York at the elbow, 15-footer. Back of the rim, it climbs up and over the backboard, goes out of bounds. And the Rushi bench says, what for? Benjamin was open. Had a look, a shot he will normally make. Just a little bit too much oomph on it. And now with 51 ticks on the clock, late in the third, Cornerstone a chance to cut in to the 10-point lead. Here's Kwasniak over the timeline, picked up by York. Help down the far side from Cordonier. on top to Funk. Deep left corner, Kwasniak double-teamed. Throws to West in the post. Back to Kwasniak. Oh, what a steal! Benjamin York with the defensive play of the game. Loose ball covered up by one team, then the other. Held ball situation. Timeout called by Cornerstone. But man, oh man, that was a near steal by Benjamin York. What a defensive effort. 32 seconds left in the third. Rushi is up to 10. So many thanks on Scores Broadcast, as we were saying, to one of our fine sponsors, Schaefer Market, located in Fort Loramie. We've gone local for you. Piping hot coffee, varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. And thanks as well to Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gas and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. Final half minute, third quarter. Rushi up 10. In the half court, Funk will inbound for Cornerstone. Goes into backcourt to Kwasniak, picked up loosely by York. York, arms spread apart, ball thrown to West. Right corner, Davis wants to drive on Francis. The ball thrown opposite corner for Kwasniak. Design play in the timeout spoiled as Schulte and York were there to deflect the ball out of bounds. 23 ticks on the clock late in the third. Rushi up 10, 52-42. Baseline left. Davis inbounds. Left corner, Sims. On the arc to Funk. Guard of a Grosjean. Now Kwasniak. Schulte on him tightly. Ball looped into the lane to Sims below the basket. Good defense, Dominic. Ball thrown to Kwasniak on the arc with 10 to go, third. Kwasniak bounce pass down. Throws down low to Davis. He missed the gimme. Rebound by Sims. 3 seconds left. Ball thrown to midcourt. Out of bounds. Oh, what a sequence in favor of Rushi, which defended so well.
They are thinking about Dominic Francis, especially Sims. He will not go up because he doesn't want the ball knocked out of bounds.
Yep, Dominic has influenced this game. We've said that a few times. He has been an enormous factor. 1.3 to go. Borchers on the floor to inbound. Rushi tries to get a bucket before the period closes. Borchers looks for whom? Throws to Dominic in the lane. 10-footer. Bouncing. Good! Good! Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What a play. Dominic Francis, a twisting, turning 14-foot jump shot. Soft touch. Hit the front rim. Trickle to the back. Buzzer sounded as the ball was trickling down through the strings. Biggest lead for the Raiders, 12, 54-42 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Volley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Rushi 54, Cornerstone Academy 42. What a defensive gem by Rushi, Chuck, on Kwasniak and the opponent in that third quarter. Held him to what, eight?
8 points. I mean, Kwasniak had six of them, but that's doing a pretty good job on him.
Here is Funk, top of the circle, Cornerstone. Needs a string of points. Rushi's up a dozen, biggest margin in this game. Kwasniak might be wearing down a little bit. Throws top of the circle to West. York on Kwasniak at the center line. Kwasniak fakes right. Drops the pass down inside. Deflected by Rushi and stolen. Raiders with a theft. In backcourt, it's Porchers. Up the floor to Grojean. Left wing, York. York hangs on. Raiders need to take care of the ball. Into the post to Borchers, right in front. He's in trouble. Triple teamed. Throws on the arc to York. Shot fake. Didn't let it go.
Good choice.
7:10 to go. Fourth quarter. 54-42. Rushi. York high left. In the paint area. Borchers right in front. Layup. Good! Borchers in the teeth of the zone defense. Raiders found him. Lead is 14. 56-42. Raiders. 6:51 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Ball thrown foul line to Sims. Sims squares up right in front. Awkward bank shot, no good. He follows, though it's West who goes to the backboard and sticks it in. 56-44 in favor of Rushi. Quickly down the floor, York might have gotten away with a stumble and a walk. Shoveled it to a teammate under pressure. Now to Borchers. 56-44, Rushi. Borchers on a drive. Into the lane to Dominic. Layup good. Borchers penetration. He probed the middle. He drew the double team and found Dominic Francis, who's been dominating in this game. Here's West in the paint. Outside to Davis for Cornerstone. Left corner, Kwasniak. Hooks a pass down inside for no one. Poke loose by Rushi. Picked back up by Cornerstone. Funk on the arc. Way short on the three. Rebound right corner. Goes out of bounds to Rushi. 58-44 Raiders. 5:59 left in the fourth. The lead is 14. It's been 14 twice. Rushi into the half court. Porchers down the right side to Cordonier. Cordonier starts to drive through the lane. Goes to York on the arc. Left corner, Grojean. Hits Cordonier down the paint. Layup no good. Stick back is good. Francis on the rebound. Rushi is rolling. 60-44 Raiders. Kwasniak reverse layup. Yes. Time out by Babe Kwasniak. Head coach after the field goal by his son, Quinn. 60-46, 5:36 left in the fourth. Raiders lead up to 14 on scores.broadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Oh, what a splendid second half for Rushi, holding Cornerstone to 12 points in about 11 minutes of action. And the Raiders have really come alive offensively, probing the middle of the floor, getting below the foul line, and relying on Dominic Francis and Braylon Verdiner to get the job done. Benjamin York, Chuck, has been stellar on Kwozniak here in the second half.
Yeah, when they switched him over off of, put him on Kwozniak and took Borchers off of him, the length is hurting him.
Here is York in backcourt for Rushi, and he's undercut, upended, and spilled. There was a momentary loose ball. Cornerstone player gets up belatedly. Funk suffered a knock to the head. Foul on Academy. Rushi will inbound side court, leading by 14, 60-46, 5:29 to go here in the fourth quarter. Team fouls, one at Academy, none on Rushi. Up the left side of the floor, Borchers. Borchers gets it, middle of the court to Verdiner. Verdiner flares it near side to York, 25 feet away. Back to Verdiner, foul line. Left wing, Grojean. Braylon passed up a 10-footer. You want to eat clock.
Oh.
Grojean 30 feet away. Hits York at the foul stripe. York to the rim, down the paint. Rim to 5-footer. Oh, it circled the iron twice and came out. Rebound down to Davis of Cornerstone. Davis up the right side, goes to Kwozniak 30 feet away. Finds an open player low on the right. Cutting in from the wing, it is Sims. Layup good. Four straight points for Cornerstone. 60-48 Rushi. Here's Borchers down the floor for the Raiders. Nobody guards him. Into the lane. Got it for two. Borchers.
Yeah, they thought he was going to throw it back out. He just turned and took it right to the basket.
62-48 Rushi. Kwozniak 30 feet out. Picked up by York. Foul line. Kwozniak spin move. Got away with a walk. Left it way short. Loose ball left corner. Kwozniak's tied up. He's ruled to have traveled. Good call by the referee. Kwozniak walked two or three times that possession. The third one was called.
I didn't care for that. Cordonier put a hand down to help him up, and the kid slapped his hand away.
That is BS. Oh, here's a great drive. Grojean, Cordonier for two. Grojean from the left wing spotted Cordonier. The lead is 16, 64-48 in favor of the Raiders. 4:11 to go, fourth quarter. Kwozniak at midcourt. Top of the circle, it is Davis. Davis has a pass deflected by York. Davis goes to midcourt, gets it back. Scattered floor. Davis into the lane on the arc to Funk. Three ball, strong right side. Loose ball rebound, Sims. Blocked on the play by Francis. Kwozniak gets the loose leather. Goes baseline right, can't shoot. Does a spin move in the lane. On the arc to Davis, back to Kwozniak. 3:42 left.
Kwozniak is tired.
Yep, Kwozniak is fatigued. You notice that third quarter. Kwozniak, let's go along, 35-footer. He's bumped as he shoots it. And he gets three. 3:34 to go in the game. 64-48, Rushi. And a timeout is called by the Raiders. Up 16, 3.5 left. We're that close to a state championship and 29-0 perfection for Rushi and win number 1,000 in boys program history. A cutaway styling salon in Fort Loramie has been styling for 40 years. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo
additional stylists, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, and Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday at Cutaway Styling Salon. 40-year styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. It's the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. Short break, back in a moment. Raiders up 16, 3.5 left in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Oh, thank you, Geyers. Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. You'll be all smiles, super deals, new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always. You see, when Gus Geyers started Geyers, he was smiling too, treating every single customer with great service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. And see the pre-owned cars as well. See them all online at GeyersInc.com. GeyersInc.com. Three free throws for Kwasniak as we begin the final 3.5 of this game. The first two are good. The lead for Fort Loramie is 14, and now it is 13, 64-51. Rushi has been up twice by 16, 64-48, and 60-44. Here's Gordonier, foul line for the Raiders. He's in the middle of that zone, doesn't shoot it. Rushi wants to eat clock. Quickly down the floor, Borchers skirts into the lane, circles the wagons, comes back out. 3:15 to go. Rushi up by 13. Foul called. Wozniak wrapped up the ball handler, and that on the opponent of Rushi, Cornerstone Christian Academy, is foul number 2. They've got to commit 3 more to send the Raiders to the stripe. 3:12 to go in the fourth. Inbounding is York. Midcourt, Cordonier. Cordonier to York. Far side of the floor, Grojean. Here comes the triple team. Jackson's got to find the open man. Oh, it's stolen. 2-on-1 break. It is Wozniak, flips it down the floor to a teammate. Funk drives in and scores. Rushi got triple teamed at the timeline, had nowhere to go. The lead 11. Here's Borchers. Borchers blazes the trail all the way down the floor, up and in. Borchers took it 60 feet to the rack. What a play by Vince Borchers. He would not be denied. Here's Wozniak. He shoots one from near midcourt.
He put on a show there. That was a 43-footer. Off to the right, no good. Scrap for the rebound. What's been called, Chuck?
That was a rebound by Francis, and he got undercut. So it's just a common foul.
And that is number three or four on Academy. Rushi will inbound it far into the court. Up to 13, 66-53, 2:35 to go. Well, eventually, Cornerstone's Kwasniak got a little bit fatigued. Cornerstone plays six or seven men, and they've gotten tired. Here is Cordonier down the floor. He loops the pass to Francis. He dunks it. He flushed it. Braylon Cordonier, a man on a mission, stormed down the floor, drove it 70 feet. Francis hanging out low block, right side. The ball was looped in the air by Braylon, and Dominic went up, caught it right of the rim, and he flushed it right down through the strings. Woo! 68-53, Rushi. 2:11 left here in the fourth. How many for Dominic, Chuck?
Dominic now has 23.
23 points for Dominic Francis. 23 for Dominic. What a game for him. Ball inbounded midcourt. It goes to Isaiah West. West gives it up on the play to Sims. Left corner, Kwasniak. And it is steered out of bounds by Borchers. 2:05 to go in the fourth. 68-53, Arushi. Real good defensive job by the Raiders in the second half. 19 points for Cornerstone. That's it. Here's Funk at the timeline. Goes to West. Right wing Sims. Sims dragged the pivot foot. Yep, he walked. And Coach Babe Kwasniak puts his hands behind his head. Signals frustration. 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. 68-53, Rushi. Raiders have been relentless. Rushi fell behind by a point. I think it was 32-31 late in the second. And that was very brief. Here is Borchers to midcourt. Borchers is pummeled from behind, driven hard in the back. Foul called against Colson Keeper. Colson Keeper, by the way, is a real good soccer player. Has the perfect name. Keeper.
Keeper.
Yep. York inbounding for Rushi. Down the left side of Cordonier. Back to York. And Cordonier is crashed into. And Braylon goes flying into the Raiders bench. Five fouls. Cordonier shoots two. Cordonier toes the free throw line with Rushi leading 68-53. Dominic Francis, far side of the floor. Talked to by the Rushi coaching staff along with Vince Borchers. Cordonier goes to the charity stripe. Couple free throws coming. Raiders up 15. Make it 16. How many for Braylon, Chuck?
He now has 21.
On the heels of 28 in the state semifinal, he's got a 49-point state tournament going. Braylon Cordonier. Second free throw, Cordonier. Up and in. Wow. Woo! 50 points in the state tourney for Braylon. 70-53. Rushi in the lead by 17. Here's Kwasniak at midcourt. High right, 30 feet away. Gives it to Funk. Funk juggles, hangs on, and he stepped out of bounds. Yes, he did. Minute 40 to go. Rushi up 17. Biggest spread of the game. Backcourt for Donier, to Borchers, to Braylon. Braylon darts up ahead, circles the wagons out near midcourt. Bounce pass on the play to Borchers. Borchers dribbles, goes to Cordonier 30 feet away, back to Vince. Vince on the bounce, hemmed in, and he's pinched on the play by a defender. Vince will shoot two with a minute 27 to go, and the Raiders up to 17, 70-53. It's Borchers at the free throw line. What's Rushi at the foul stripe in this game, Chuck?
Let's see, they're 2 for 4, so they're 4 for 7.
Borchers toes the charity line here. Cordonier previously was at the stripe. He made two. This one by Vince, a little heavy. Zeb Schulze
back in the game for senior Jackson Grogi. What a senior class at Rushi High School. Dynamite players see action there, seniors, and very good student athletes, seniors on the bench as well. Second free throw, Borgers up and in, 71-53. Rushi in the lead. Wozniak with a minute 16 to go. Defunk to Wozniak, fakes the 40-footer, goes foul line, tries to throw down inside to Davis, broken up and stolen by Borchers. Borchers is fouled, but Wozniak, as Vince started to slice in from the right wing. I'll tell you what, Chuck, that Wozniak belated pass down on the block to Davis has been tried one too many times tonight. The Raiders have intercepted that six or seven occasions here in the second half. Free throw by Borchers is in and out, no good. 71-53 Raiders, a minute seven to go in the fourth. Second shot here by Vince. He flexes the knees, eyes the goal, yes. 72-53 Rushi, up 19. Biggest spread of the evening. Wozniak to midcourt, down the left side to Davis. Right side to Funk, Wozniak straight away, lets it go, banked it in from 30, and he's hacked on the arm, counted, plus one. Don't think he meant to bank it. The fact that he was nudged while releasing may have put some extra distance on that shot, and it kissed in off the square. He's got a free throw coming, 72-56 in favor of Rushi. Mark it down. The biggest lead was 72-53 with 59 seconds to go. Free throw by Wozniak. Good. Here's Fort Morris Cordondra down the floor to Dominic. Dominic low on the right. Shot blocked. He got it back. Muscles. And he's fouled. He is drilled on the elbow with 44.1 to go. Dominic Francis to the free throw line as Cornerstone Christian comes up and gives Dominic a pat on the shoulder. I don't know if that is, don't know if that was in jest.
No, they were jawing at each other.
That's what I thought.
And then Wozniak went up and gave him a little tap on the arm. I think Francis said, you got a lot of points. We're going to get the big trophy.
44 ticks to go. 72-57 is Rushi's game. The Raiders state champs. 29-0 upcoming. Win number 1,000 in program history. Under a minute remaining in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you need the right solution for true comfort? We'll call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse, his superb techs are fully licensed and insured. They meet all state requirements for training and professionalism, so you can get rid of those cold spots this late winter, early spring, for once and forever. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243, 295-3243 for Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Free throw, Francis, no good. Second shot here, but Dominic on the way. That one too hard. Rebound collected by Cordonia. Cordonia tracked it down in the right corner. Threw it to York. York is hassled 25 feet from the rim and fouled by Isaiah West with 37 seconds to go. A little surprise, Chuck, that
Academy keeps fouling. They showed some poor sportsmanship in the fourth period. It's been a little bothersome to me. Free throw by York is good. 73-57, Rushi. 37 ticks on the clock. Second free throw, Benjamin York. Upcoming, Benjamin has been strong defensively all game long.
Been outstanding.
York, two free throws. Yes, each one perfect. 74-57. Substitutions, Rushi Raiders. Into the ballgame for Rushi. Players off the bench. Deb Borchers coming in. Micah Grishup on the floor. Here comes Landon Kleiman. Brandon Monnen in there as well. The lead for Rushi is 17. 74-57. Vince Borchers is bear hugged by the coaching staff. And there's Spencer Gordonier hugging his son Braylon at midcourt. What a performance by the Rushi Raiders. Everybody was super here today. Head coach Spencer Gordonier told me in the pregame, hey, we will play our best game. And I tell you what, this game and the Marion local game were the Raiders' two best of the year by far. Here's Kwasniak, top of the circle, off balance, 35-footer, wide right, rebound Rushi, long pass down the floor right in front of us. It goes out of bounds off a Raider. Chuck McBee with a nice spear, good catch for Chuck.
And then the kid stole my pass to the referee. So
23.7 to go in the fourth, Rushi 74, and Cornerstone 57. Davis will inbound in backcourt. Let's check the Raiders' five of the hardwood right now, Chuck. Also in is Caleb Underfirth. Yeah. Underfirth, Grishup, Zeb Borchers, what, Monnen and Kleiman as well?
Yep, yep.
Midcourt, Funk on the bounce. Kwasniak is off the court now for Cornerstone. Here's a long three, right corner by West. No good. Rebound down the floor to Rushi. Raiders, Zeb Borchers at the timeline with eight to go. A long three by the Raiders. Around and out, no good. Rebound by Davis. Stolen by Zeb Borchers. And that's it. Rushi! 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 Raiders are state champs in Division 7. Routing Cornerstone Christian Academy 74-57. Raiders win it with 17. Splendid performance by Rushi, Chuck.
2 years of frustration playing a Richmond Heights team that, yeah, it wasn't their fault that they were put in Division IV, but these were Division I players playing Division IV. This is retribution for these young men, and I feel bad for the kids that graduated last year.
Yeah.
They get part of this, too.
Very, very well said. Felix Francis, Hayden Quinter, Braden Monnen.
Yep.
Two straight years they had to play Richmond Heights, a D1 program that played a D1 schedule, but they played in disguise in the D4 state tournament. Rushi played them even for three quarters plus, lost both games. Third time's a charm, no luck to it though. Rushi, the best club in Division 7. And probably Division 7 and D6 both. Raiders win the state title, going 29-0. Perfection for Rushi. State championship for the Raiders. Way to go, Rushi. State runners-up in 2002. In the state semis in 23 and 24, as we noted. And the Raiders get the job done here in 25. 74-57 final. The lead swelled to 19 points at one moment there late in the fourth. And it was a huge team effort.
We thought at one point there late in the second quarter, Vince Borchers picked up his third foul. That was erroneous. We were wrong. Borchers had two. Cordonier had two. They weathered the storm. A good rush in the second quarter by Cornerstone, which took the lead briefly at 32-31 with 2 minutes to go in the second. Raiders, a little 7-2 spurt to close the second quarter to lead 38-34 at halftime. And then Rushi defensively was outstanding in the second half. And Kwasniak and his buddies simply ran out of gas. They were tired. They were tired. Rushi down the stretch in better shape. And that's the result of the outstanding training and conditioning program that head coach Spencer Cordonier and his staff put these Raiders through all year long, battle-tested and in phenomenal basketball playing condition. And it results in a state championship trophy. Raiders, D7 title winners here today over Cornerstone Christian, 74-57. So many thanks to Barker Insurance, located at 25A, north of Sydney, south of Anna. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker or call to see how Barker Insurance will help with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. So much gratitude to O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. It is in big demand. O'Reilly serves Ohio, a big chunk of the Midwest. It offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly, always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online, OReillyMTS.com, OReillyMTS.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on Scores Broadcast. Chuck, what a job of the Raiders, both ends of the floor. Annihilated the opponent on the boards. Rushi was the better team in the ball handling department. And the Raiders got Dominic Francis free on the inside. Braylon Cordonier picked up where he left off against Arlington. He had a 50-point state tournament, did Braylon. And Vince Borchers, he was the engine, the catalyst. How about the three-point shooting? Benjamin York chipped in with three. So did Jackson Grojean. Benjamin York assisted guarding Wozniak of Cornerstone. And Benjamin was outstanding as well. Zeb Schulte, a big three-pointer early on in this game. Rushi on this UD floor has played three marvelous games 3 years in a row. And the last 2 years just had to play a Division I team that was here disguised as a Division IV club. Braylon Cordonier, Zeb Borchers, or I should say Vince Borchers and Braylon, both being interviewed by TV. Chuck, you've got official final scoring and stats in front of you.
I do. I guarantee you that my scoring is correct and theirs is wrong, but I'm going to change it to the official, so that's what you'll have in the book. out-rebounded them 26-20, 12-11 on the offensive boards. They turned the ball over 11 times, turned the ball over 10 times in the first quarter and a half. So after that, they just didn't turn the ball over the rest of the game.
Right.
On the other side, 18 turnovers by Cornerstone Christian. Yes, look at the team shooting. 29 of 50 from the floor for the game. 58% for the Raiders. 8 of 15 from behind the arc. 8 of 13 from the free throw line. 61%. They can live with that, especially when they're shooting threes like they did. 22 of 46 from the floor for Cornerstone. 47%. They were 7 of 15 from behind the arc. 6 of 8 from the free throw line. I'm going to, when you look at this, Wozniak had 38. So I think he might be my player of the game on that side of the board.
That was his per game average.
Yeah, I know. He hit his average, and they still won the game by, I don't even have a final, 74. Beat them by 17. That's impressive. 23 for Francis, 22 for Cardano, 12 for Borchers, 8 for York, 6 for Grojean. Man, we're not going to see a team like this in this area for a while. For 3 years, we watched as good a basketball as we're going to watch for a long time. So Clancy's players of the game, Wozniak, and on the other side, Francis and Cordonier.
A little simplistic to say that Rushi allowed Wozniak his per-game average, held the rest of the club to a pretty paltry 19 points, and that was the difference.
Well, they knew what they were doing, and I know that they didn't switch York off until Borchers got his second foul, but they're smart. That's smart coaching staff. They know that with the length of York, that he was going to be able to give him a little more to look over top of than he had with Vince gardening. But Benjamin did a great game. And he made eye contact with me about the beginning of the fourth quarter. He looked over and he goes, "We got this." And I just gave him a thumbs up. He is such a terrific young man.
Yeah, we've known Benjamin York since he was a young little videographer.
Yep.
15 years ago, it seems like. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, he wasn't three when he was doing that. He's a pretty smart kid, but
he was up in the crow's nest in Rushi videotaping Raiders games. Of course, he wanted to be a future. He was a future Raider.
Yeah, he was.
And, boy, he's living that dream here today, culminating a fine career for Benjamin and Rushi High School. The seniors on this club, Chuck, it's amazing. I laughed a week ago with head coach Spencer Cordonier. You sub out senior starters. You sub in some good seniors off the bench who could play in other programs. And those dozen boys who are seniors comprise the bulk of the senior class among male enrollees at Rushi High School.
Right. And it is such a neat thing because you look over at their bench and they're seniors and they know they're not contributing on the floor like they would have loved to 4 or 5 years ago, what they dreamed about. But they're involved. They are up. They're high-fiving. They are doing what a teammate and a bench needs to do. They were impressive.
And a round of applause in the background is following the announcement that the Rushi Raiders are state champs. Rushi victorious 74-57 over Cornerstone Christian. Raiders win it going away in the second half. It was a 4-point game at intermission, 38-34. Rushi got it done with a splendid second half. They took the best shot that Cornerstone could give them in the first two quarters. Rushi stood strong, did not wilt. Cornerstone got the lead briefly for about 20 seconds in the second quarter at 32-31. Rushi blue and gold faithful all around the lower bowl here at the UD Arena. They are standing on their feet during the final seconds of the public address announcement awarding the Division 7 state championship to the Rushi Raiders, who earned victory number 1,000 in boys program hoops history.
And that's the second time this year we've seen a team get their 1,000th win. The Fort Laramie girls got it. Now the Rushi boys. That's terrific.
Yep.
And I like what I'm seeing over here. The Cornerstone kids have come out, and they're watching them get their presentation.
Yep.
That's classic.
Yeah, head coach ushered everybody out to center court here at the UD Arena. There you go. Rushi Raiders holding the state championship trophy high in the air for the blue and gold crowd across the way. This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's, Wauquak Avenue,
in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's in Sydney. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, welcome back to the UD Arena. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Rushi Raiders have just finished perfection, 29-0, 1,000th victory in boys program history. We're joined by Dominic Francis, one of, 15 seniors on this roster. Dominic was splendid. Outstanding performance, but Dominic Francis played 31 minutes, 23 seconds, 10 of 14 from the floor, 8 boards, 2 assists, 4 block shots. It doesn't get any better than that. Way to go, Dominic. We talked in the pregame about the fact that we thought you might have a terrific contest today because the defense for Cornerstone would put so much attention on the likes of Braylon.
Yeah.
and Vince and keep him out of the lane. And wow, teammates found you. Will you take everybody out to dinner? Because they assisted you all night long for those shots in the paint. Way to go.
Yeah, I might have to. Thank you.
What was the key to the game coming in? I know that you weren't going to limit Kwasniak to 20, 25 points. He got his average right at 38. He held the rest of the team to 19, and that decided the game. Tell me about the strategy and how it played out.
I mean, coming into the game, we knew that Quinn Kwasniak was going to get his points. We were trying to limit him to 25, but he's a good basketball player. So we had to limit the other guys, and I think we did. Offensively, we moved the ball really well. We got looks for everyone, and we shot the ball pretty good.
Oh, the three-point shooting was fantastic. 8 for 15 for the Raiders.
That's not usual for us.
I think everybody but Dominic Francis made a three-point field goal.
Yep.
One turnover, the last 2.5 corners.
Wow.
How'd you do it? You played 20 minutes and made one floor error.
Wow, unbelievable. We played great. It was so fun. You won't believe it.
And such a team effort. Zeb Schultes, Jackson Grogene, so much a part of it. They were integral to the club's success.
100%.
How about Braylon Cordonier, 50 points in the state semifinal and state championship combined?
He's been a huge asset for us, and I mean, we need him and he shows up, so nothing to complain about.
Former coach Dave Borchers here in spirit. He was the sixth man here today for the Rushi Raiders.
Yep, 100%. All glory goes to God.
Dominic, don't know how you did it. Your improvement, the strides you made over 3 years, phenomenal. Tell me about your work ethic.
Last summer I put in a lot of work, AAU, driving multiple hours every weekend. Vince Borchers and Benjamin York were on my team, and just being in the gym with Dad.
Yep.
I just put the work in, and we got the results.
Hey, one thing that's not present on this stat line, your flushes, your dunks. How many did you get today?
I had 3 dunks, 1 alley-oop.
You know better how many dunks you had than rebounds or points.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, way to go, Dominic. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Hand your headset back off to Chuck
McVee. No problem. Thank you.
Dominic Francis, outstanding performance by the Rushi Raiders. Easy for me to say. Dominic was phenomenal here today as Rushi defeated Cornerstone Christian 74-57 as Dominic and I pose for pictures taken by folks in the stands from Rushi. So many thanks to Chris Francis at Francis Manufacturing, Dominic's dad. Raiders triumphant 74-57. Wow. What a climax to a great 20th season here on Scores Broadcast, although we do have baseball left to round out the school year. I think we're at 86 or 87 broadcasts, Chuck. We cover 15 to 20 baseball games like we've done the last 3 years. We'll eclipse 100 once again. Woo! What a phenomenal finish to a 2024-25 basketball campaign here on Scores Broadcast.
Am I correct? Nobody came within 10 points of them all year, did they?
Let's see.
I'm almost positive.
Botkins came within
11.
I think you're right. 11. 47-36
yep.
At Botkins.
Yep. Other than that's the closest anybody came to this team all year.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
If memory serves me correctly, 57-38. Rushi won at Rushi, and then 58-30 in the regional championship.
Right.
You're right. Botkins came the closest. 11. Yeah, it's a good recall.
Yeah.
Good recall.
Not bad for an old guy.
It's amazing sometimes what you do remember.
Yeah. Well, they were such fun to watch. What a great 3 years to watch these kids play. And a great coaching staff. They're just so personable. Congratulations to them. Get your 1,000th win. You get a state championship. You did the whole thing today.
I think we would be remiss if we didn't salute the entire roster which includes Cooper Underfirth, a junior, Maddox Gubo, a junior. Grant Bergman appeared on the tournament roster. He is a freshman. Samuel Flippo was on the tournament roster. He is a sophomore. The seniors, Caleb Underfirth, Jackson Grojean, Dominic Francis, with whom we just spoke, Zeb Schulte, Benjamin York, Braylon Cordonier, Micah Greasup, Zeb Borgers, Landon Plyman, and Landon Monin are your seniors. So much fun to be a part of this. What a joy it is to provide this service for our listeners in West Central Ohio, around the state, and all over the country and world, for that matter. Had someone text me saying that they were listening to Rushi basketball last weekend at 3 a.m. from Great Britain.
Well, if you're in Great Britain, there's not much to do, so you might as well listen to us.
A big thank you to A&M Pallet, one of our fine sponsors, which continues for another year. A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi. Thanks so much to A&M for being a part of our broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com. A&M Pallet plus F&M Bank. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road, started its unique brand way back in 1986, four decades later. 200 businesses served by A&M. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, from 6 to 4. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. And you can visit your local F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana and ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Hey, Ohioans, your dream home awaits. It's closer than you think. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply. What a way to finish our 20th basketball campaign here on scoresbroadcast.com. Basketball season number 20 here on Scores Broadcast. Rushi wins the state title. 1,000th triumph in boys hoops program history. Raiders enjoy perfection, 29-0. Chuck, you're right on. Closest somebody came to the Raiders was 11. Nobody got to within 10 or less at the final buzzer against Rushi all year long. What an amazing three-year run. The Raiders go 81-6 in 3 years.
That's pretty good. And I'm going to make this comment. I just got to watch one of my old players, Mick Leffel, freshman coach, cut down a net at a state championship. We spent so many years going to state tournament together, and it was just so neat to finally see one of us from that old group get to take down a net here at the state championship.
Spencer Cordonier, head coach of Rushi, top of the ladder. He just clipped down the last little sliver of string from the netting on that basketball rim directly in front of us here at the east end of the UD Arena, where before a great crowd, the Rushi Raiders down Willoughby Cornerstone Christian Academy 74-57 to take the Division VII state championship. And they do it with class. They do it with a terrific performance. Nothing lucky about this 29-0 this year. Rushi deserved every bit of what it gets. 29-0, perfection for the Raiders. A phenomenal high school basketball team. And I don't know, Chuck, I'm not a historian. Does this go down as maybe the best Shelby County boys basketball team ever?
There was a Botkins team that came to Columbus, and they didn't win the state,
right?
But they had one of the most talented teams. I would say this Rushi team has to be number one.
Yeah, I researched that Botkins year. I researched that, too, like last season. In fact, I think Mr. Meyer at Meyer's Tavern in Botkins, a sponsor, was on that Botkins roster.
They were, and if I'm not mistaken, they played Worthington Christian in the semifinals, and I think the score was like 92-88 or something like that. And it was up and down the floor. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's what my research recall tells me. It's amazing what you do pull out of the back of your head when you're forced to do it. I think we're in the ballpark.
All right, I think I did pull that out of my head. I was thinking of another place, but I think it was my head.
Oh, thank you, Rushi fans. They were in the lower bowl, the upper bowl, down here at this end. They circled about 60% of the UD arena from the first row to about the 30th. And they were here in great numbers, and they saw a fantastic finish by Rushi to a 24-25 season. State champs, perfection, 29-0. Wow. What a year. And we were glad to be a small part of it here on Scores Broadcast. Baseball upcoming. Keep apprised of scoresbroadcast.com. We will post for you a schedule of games, weather permitting. Keep in mind that schedule will fluctuate. It'll change very quickly because of rain and cold. But we expect a number of teams in the region to be very good. The Rushi baseball team, once it lives out this basketball state championship run, they'll eventually put on the cleats and enjoy the green grass and the outdoors. But Rushi baseball will be mighty good. Fort Loramie, Anna, I think the county will even out. SCAL will be pretty good top to bottom. Look for Minster, Marion Local to be very tough in the Midwest Athletic Conference. I know Minster is D7, know that for a fact. Rushi, Fort Loramie, both D7. And I think the state baseball championships are going to be played in about a week period of time at a couple of different sites, with the finals being in Akron and maybe state semis taking place at Canton or at Kent State or both.
Well, why not? Let's get it as far away from us as possible.
Oh, thank you so much, our online listeners. We had in excess of 4,000 at one point joined, despite television today. We were pushing 4,800 late in the fourth quarter of this game. Thanks to you, our online listeners, for making it happen. Gratitude to Chuck McVie alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Again, keep abreast of scoresbroadcast.com and our upcoming baseball schedules for you. We'll be on the air in less than a month. For you listeners, for Chuck alongside Jack Kramer, finally bidding you farewell on this Saturday evening from the UD Arena, the Rushi Raiders defeat Willoughby Cornerstone Christian 74-57 to take the D7 Boys State Championship on scoresbroadcast.com. Way to go.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.